Salted Circus Cashews, Swear to God, read by me, Raphael Bob Waxberg. The date is going well. He's handsome and charming and everything he claimed to be on the website. She likes him, she decides. He's the kind of guy you could introduce to your friends, she decides. After dinner, he invites her back to his place. He opens a bottle of wine and pours her a glass. He also offers her a tall, skinny can with a rubber lid. Salted circus cashew? What is a circus cashew? She asks. Open it up, he says. See for yourself. She looks at the can. The label says, "The Cashew Company's Very Own," and then in big bold letters, "Salted Circus Cashews," and then in smaller letters, "Tasty, Salty," and then in even smaller letters, "Ingredients, Cashews, Salt." And then on the side, there's a drawing of a man with a whip, a lion tamer. The whole design of the can is circus-themed, and the lion tamer has a speech balloon coming out of his mouth, and inside the speech balloon, it says, "Hello, friends! Please enjoy these freshly salted circus cashews, courtesy of the Cashew Company. Made with the finest ingredients combined to perfection, this can contains only the best salted circus cashews. There certainly isn't a fake snake wrapped around a spring that will jump out and startle you when you remove the top, if that's what you were thinking. No, no. Perish the thought. Only cashews here, I swear to God. I am being 100% sincere about the cashews. Why would there be a snake in here? That's crazy talk. Look, if you open this can and a pretend snake jumps out at you, then you have my permission to never trust me again. But why would you want to miss out on the opportunity to eat delicious salted cashews just because of the slight off chance that this is all an elaborate ruse to make you appear foolish? Okay, I see you are still not opening the can. And I understand that. Maybe you are right to be cautious. You have been lied to before, after all. Your heart is weathered and scarred, mishandled by many, eroded by time. You're no dummy, and yet, repeatedly, you stumble over the cracks of your cobblestone heart. You let your naked, foolish hopes get the better of you. Perhaps every can of cashews has a fake snake lurking, but you keep opening them. Stupidly, because in your heart of hearts, you still believe in cashews. And every time you discover the cruel fiction of the cashew can, you swear to yourself you'll trust a little less next time. You'll be a little less open, a little more hard. It's not worth it, you say. It just isn't worth it. You're smarter than all that. From now on, you're going to be smarter. Well, I'm here to tell you that this time will be different. Even though I have absolutely no evidence to support that claim. Open this can and everything will be okay. The salted circus cashews are waiting. They are so savory and delicious. You will be so glad you put your faith in me. This time is different. I promise you it's different. Why would I lie to you? Why would I want to hurt you? This time, there is no snake waiting. This time, things are going to be wonderful.
Short stories.
Read by Coleman Domingo.
Baron Vaughn.
Natalie Morales.
Kimiko Glenn.
And James Urbaniak.
1. There are two kinds of people, he thought. The people you don't want to touch because you're afraid you're going to break them. And the people you don't want to touch because you're afraid they'll break you.
2. It occurred to her that she loved the idea of being in a relationship more than she loved any person she'd actually been in a relationship with.
3. You're not like other girls, he said to every girl.
4. She told him she loved him and cared about him, and he was so dizzy in love himself, he didn't realize she was breaking up with him.
5. He didn't trust anyone who looked better in photographs than she did in real life. He was working out a system where eventually he wouldn't have to trust anybody.
6. I never thought I could be this happy, she imagined one day saying to someone.
7. I don't even think about you, he couldn't wait to tell her, just as soon as she called him back.
8. He had this really amazing party trick. We're sent